Hi, Sander. How are you?
Cold, but good.
Good. Are performance reviews the new roadblock for women? Is that even fair? Did you see that algorithm? We'll talk about that.
Well, there's been a lot of research on this very, very recently. The big recruiting firm, Korn Ferry, you know, one of the leading recruiting firms within the industry, did a lot of work on this. So, number one, this is from another publication called Women CEOs Speak. Here it is. Did you know 6% of Fortune 1000 CEOs are female? 14% of female CEOs attribute their success to mentors. 12% of women knew they wanted to be a CEO. Not great statistics for women. Anyway, so let's talk about this Korn Ferry research, the roadblock. Quote, this is, remember, we're talking about performance reviews here. Quote, you'll get farther by being more assertive, unquote. Quote, you had a good year, unquote. Quote, people like working for you, unquote. Well, most everyone has seen those or imprecise comments on a performance review, but a new study finds that they're especially prevalent in reviews for women. Indeed, experts say that this type of vague feedback, not tied to any concrete measure of performance, is actually keeping women from advancing to higher levels of leadership. Isn't that interesting? Men get a much clearer picture of what they're doing well and more specific guidance of where to improve to get to the next level. According to a Stanford University Society professor named Shelley Correll, who has studied performance evaluations, 57% of women got vague-sounding praise on their reviews. Only 40% of men did, according to a review of more than 200 performance reviews from four companies done by Ms. Correll and her Stanford colleague, Colleen Simard. On the other hand, 60% of men had their feedback tied to business outcomes, while only 40% did. I have some other thoughts on this too, which I will share shortly. The results are in line with from interviews and research done by the Korn Ferry. For some reason, you know, men are offered a clearer picture of what they are doing well and more specific guidance of what is needed to get to the next level, says a major global leader from Korn Ferry named Jane Stevenson. About 45% of all Standard & Poor's 500 employees are women, only 45%. But women hold up only 37% of first and mid-level positions and less than 6% of CEO spots. Interesting. Some experts lay some of the blame on unconscious bias for the differences. So they may never express it in words. There are still many people who believe women aren't capable of handling high-level leadership roles. Well, unfortunately, I've run into a couple of CEOs who expressed that view to me, and I, of course, went back at them with some good examples. Unconscious bias training can help people recognize that these traits, clearly and help overcome them. And the practice is becoming more prevalent within organizations. The question we have to ask here very clearly is performance reviews. All this data, is it coming from performance reviews given by women in HR or men? That doesn't come across in the research. But I can tell you that women in HR give much better performance reviews to other women than do men. That's for sure. It's not in any of the research, though. But here, roadblocks still remain, some of the experts say, from Korn Ferry. According to recent studies, about 30% of firms do not have clear and specific criteria set before performance reviews begin. And God, I've seen that. And in light of the Me Too era, some of the men fear giving candid feedback to a woman, Stevenson said. And that's becoming much more prevalent. Lawyers are telling HR people who do performance reviews for women, here's what you can say and here's what you cannot say for fear of a potential lawsuit if a woman eventually gets let go or does not get the promotion that a man gets. So to be sure, giving honest, effective feedback can be very difficult, says another Korn Ferry senior partner. As the Stanford researchers show, plenty of men get very vague feedback too. Still, organizations and senior execs, you know, can make a bigger commitment to have feedback revolve around observable and measurable things. If all feedback is performance-based, even seemingly tough to define, but valuable traits can be constructively highlighted. For example, Joe, instead of saying, quote, you're a good listener, unquote, an evaluator can say, quote, your ability to understand people's concerns helped your department adopt new procedures faster than other divisions. Way to say it. As for the benefits of sustained feedback, Korn Ferry points out to what the female bosses said in its 2018 study. In Women CEOs Speak, very important thing to read in the research. Women CEOs Speak, very important. Every one of the 54 female CEOs said some of their success came from getting straight feedback, helping them identify the skills and experience each needed to enhance their career. But remember now, in Me Too, lawyers tell HR people, be careful what you say. Do not be too succinct. If you need to go into a bad mood with them, do not do it because it can hurt our company eventually. So a little bit about performance reviews for women and where women sit in so far as far as CEO jobs go. It's, but when you look at some of the CEO spots, you know, recently it's not been good. Mary Barra, a CEO of GM, of course, GM a small fortune with this basic employee strike that she couldn't fix earlier. Sheryl Sandberg, works for Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, has not done a great operations job. Not so spot. Has not done it. So some of the reporters just tend to reflect on women leadership roles. So those two have recently come out. Anyway, just remember that 6% of Fortune 1000 CEOs are female. That has to change. Way too low. And 14% of female CEOs attribute their success to mentors. And 12% of women knew they wanted to be a CEO. So there are some issues here. There are some issues here. I mean, they're fixable, but there are issues here with women and performance reviews and moving up within the corporation. Why aren't they moving up quicker?
Yeah, and that being said, it does seem like a rather small pool. So I am curious. I would be very curious about the people who have moved up.
Yeah,
and how they moved up, and if this were an area of widespread inquiry on my part, I would be very curious about how the people who have moved up did move up, and what is happening now. What, if anything, is happening now? That is there in fact a block? Is there what's going on? Because what you never hear about are people who are doing well.
Yes, the Meg Whitties. Yeah, yes, you're absolutely right.
And so, and there they are, and there they stay, and somehow they manage to, and that should be in quotes. Somehow, of course, we know how they manage to keep it going. What about Ginny Romedy?
Yes, doing very well.
Right, But again, you could line up 10 people on the street, and the same 10 people who would know Sheryl Sandberg have no idea, no clue who she is.
Yes, you're right. And, but the other thing, Jill, you know, being involved with a couple of boards, you know, and consulting with others, female CEOs or female, you know, whatever, COO, the board, if they're not doing well, the board really hesitates in moving on them because of Me Too. They can really be sued for discrimination against women. So they're hesitant to move against women, despite the fact that they're not doing well. And if it was a man, he'd be out. That's a whole other issue. That's a whole other issue that's not reported. But, you know, I know about it.
Right. No, but that's a factor too, because a lot of people don't really necessarily want to spend their time just it's very hard to be productive if you are spending all of your time in court, let's just say.
Yes, you're right. The bottom line in all this research, you know, women in human resources give better performance review to women employees than men. They're not afraid, you know. They open up and everything. So women absolutely do a much better job in human resources with other women, for sure.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flom, Leader's Edge.
Bye bye. Bye bye.